This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. State lawmakers plan to revisit an AI law that's scheduled to go into effect next year. CPR's Benta Berkland reports it's part of the special session that starts Thursday.
The law aims to ensure AI algorithms used to make decisions about key things like hiring and healthcare aren't discriminatory. Governor Polis and the business community say the law as written would be unworkable. But backers like Democratic Representative Brianna Titone don't want it watered down.
Why should we treat AI differently than a physical product like a car or a baby crib? We have standards for these kinds of things to protect people using them from being hurt.
Titone plans to introduce a bill in the special session to narrow the law's scope, but keep the main parts in place, including informing people about details of the AI systems that are being used. However, competing bills would aim to make less sweeping changes. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A worker at the Pikes Peak Cog Railway is recovering after an on-site assault over the weekend. Manitou Springs police say it happened Saturday afternoon in the parking lot. As of this morning, the victim was still hospitalized in critical condition. A suspect who was arrested in connection with the assault has posted bond. Over the weekend, Colorado Springs Comic-Con drew all kinds of cosplayers and fans. 20-year-old Riley Yako dressed up as Jinx from the animated Netflix series Arcane. The same costume was a hit at the Renaissance Fair a few weeks ago.
I just love Comic-Con. I've been going, like I said, since I was 10, and it's such an amazing environment to find fellow artists, find fellow nerds.
This Comic-Con drew thousands from around the region for the 3-day event. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.